Shiny and wet, the city streets. Lights aside buildings line my view. Tires roll and spit the sound of rain falling down. My son lies and sleeps and heals in hospital bed. Here I look and stare as his eyes sealed shut, cannot see. Covered in gauze, we wait. What will he think? What will become? All news sounds good. Will the results follow to be true? People walk by. I walk past each abode. Beautiful entrances embellish a few domiciles. Tonight, my home is the city. Through a window still adorned in holiday decorations, I glimpse a Christmas tree, and I wonder if someone is still alive in there. Another window is arrayed with fanciful pink lace curtains. How quaint, I think. Tonight, I smoke my cigarette and wish for nothing more than the face of my son. No material thing but he that matters. His heart, his delicate pride, his pain he'll feel the need to hide. I pray he be spared the inner wounds that visible scars can bring. I wish to remain in isolation on that. Not my child, my beautiful, funny boy, man. His identity blooming. Please, Lord, it is so fragile. His eyes today can see. His wounds will heal and start to diminish. Please let there be no aftermath, but lessons learned in mind. I feel as though people live in the city, so they won't feel alone. And I have discovered I don't want to be alone, nor do I wish my son to feel this all alone. I am here, and I will be there. He will heal. February 21st, 1999, a reflection upon waiting outside San Francisco General Hospital as my son heals.